This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, a study from the Food Marketing Institute finds we are eating less meat for the first time in 8 years. And among meats, beef is taking the biggest hit as more people trade their steak for chicken or pork. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Beef. It's what's for dinner tonight.
Okay, maybe not tonight. Maybe later this week. Harvey Gussman owns Harvey's Gus Meat Company in Los Angeles.
People aren't eating as many steaks anymore because of the price.
One of his butchers is hard at work cutting meats for restaurants and home cooks. And a lot of what he cuts when he's cutting beef is smaller than it used to be.
The restaurants are having to make their menus more reasonable. So they'll go from a 16-ounce steak to a 12-ounce steak or 12-ounce steak to a 10-ounce steak.
And it's not just restaurants serving up smaller steaks. Grocery stores are selling them that way, too. Trevor Amon works with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He describes beef you might see in your local grocery as
further trimmed and more optimal portion sizes.
In other words, smaller. All that scaling back is adding up when it comes to our collective meat stomach. Chris Hurt is an ag economist at Purdue University.
In 2007, the average American ate 65 pounds of beef. And for this year, we expect that to be down to 56 pounds.
That's 56 pounds of beef per person this year, or 89 10-ounce steaks. Hurt expects beef prices will break records again this year for the fourth year in a row, adding pressure to the little meat trend. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.